The district seems to refuse to do what it could and should do. Jesse, obey the law.
Buffalo school parent Byron McIntyre firing off his views about suspensions. The parents filed complaints with the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights. These parents say suspensions have had an adverse impact on African-American males. They're also accusing the district of repeatedly failing to follow state and federal laws when it comes to transferring students out of failing schools, failing to address the needs of special education students, and failing to provide adequate services for English language learners.
So what we know for sure is that we got to do something different. And we know that the people who have power now have not had the power to change it.
District Parent Coordinating Council President Sam Radford says they're fed up.
This has to stop. It has to stop now. You know what I'm saying? And this idea of blaming the parents, we gonna blame parents for a 50% graduation rate and spend $1 billion to do it year after year and just blame parents? That nobody wins in that scenario.
But there appears to be a divide occurring among parents, some speaking out against Radford, saying he was supporting Governor Cuomo's proposed state receivership.
The DPCC has not been supportive of a federal action that's been filed against the Buffalo Public Schools because the OCR has not complied.
But Radford denied that, insisting he wants the U.S. Education Department to provide a federal takeover. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown says he still remains open to all options, including stepping in if the community asks for his intervention in the district.
And I would certainly be willing to step up if that is the desire of the community.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.